This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Actress turned lifestyle blogger Gwyneth Paltrow is now notorious for sharing new agey, often bizarre advice. Readers of her website Goop are often the first to hear about vegan recipes, new products, and the actress's personal life, like the frequently mocked term consciously uncoupling, which she used to announce the split with her then-husband Chris Martin. Generally, her advice is considered laughable, but pretty much harmless, except when flu season comes around. Alexander Soa is clinical instructor in medicine at Weill Cornell Medical College, and she wrote about Gwyneth Paltrow's dangerous advice for Slate. Alexander, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you for having me.
So what was the advice that Gwyneth was giving about combating the flu?
Well, I saw a picture of her on her Instagram. She was looking dewy and glowy, and she was under a nice red light. And I read the caption, and she said she had the flu, and she was treating it in an infrared sauna. And I thought, oh my goodness, what dangerous advice.
Why is that so dangerous?
Well, there are a few things we can do to combat the flu. One, I advocate everyone getting our flu shots. I just have to get that in. And then you have to practice common sense and good hygiene. And by taking yourself to a sauna when you're sick, you are neither practicing common sense or good hygiene, because you're leaving your home where you're isolated and you're going into a public space and spreading all sorts of bodily germs. It's a pretty germy environment. And so that's number one. Number two, and probably the more important health takeaway message here, is that treating your flu in a sauna, you're just going to be exacerbating dehydration, which can be a fatal complication of the flu. The whole point of a sauna is to increase your temperature, but with the flu can already come a temperature, and you sweat and you release all sorts of fluids. And this is really where I thought, you know, this is where people could be very harmed.
Well, Alexandra, do you not have a sauna in your home, as we all do?
Oh, no, I wish, but I don't, sadly.
Well, it is one thing when someone forwards bad flu advice, you know, in an email chain or tells a friend, oh, you've got to sweat it out. Do celebrities saying these sort of things inflict more damage?
Of course, of course. So on any given clinic day, I have 15 to 20 patients come in, and I can share with them my advice from a doctor perspective, but Gwyneth Paltrow has over 1.4 million Instagram followers right now. And that gets blasted out to so many more people. So you have to assume that although she's not saying you should go to the sauna to treat your flu, that people will just infer that because she's doing it, she recommends it, they should do it too.
Well, how serious is the flu?
It is serious, and it does kill people. Most people with immunocompetent systems, meaning healthy people, will be able to fight it off at home, and they should. They should stay home. They should hydrate. They should take over-the-counter medications. But there are people that do not have the ability to fight off the flu, and these are young people, people over the age of 65, anyone with chronic illness. And these are the people that are at highest risk to have fatal complications from the flu. And every year, about 200,000 people will be hospitalized, and a quarter of those people will die. Mm. So yes, it can be a very serious illness.
So what is your recommendation for people wanting to recover from the flu?
To recover from the flu, rest. Isolate yourself. Practice common sense. If you are sick, stay home. Have people bring chicken soup to you. Drink tea. Hydrate. All of the things that your grandmother told you to do, they work. So you're going to drink lots of fluids, rest, and stay home.
Granny over Gwyneth.
Yeah, granny over Gwyneth, yes.
Alexandra, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Alexandra Soa is clinical instructor in medicine at Weill Cornell Medical College, and we did find her article, Gwyneth Paltrow's Dangerous Advice, at Slate. You'll find a link to read it for yourself, and of course, to see that dewy picture of Gwynnie at wordofmouthradio.org.